Well, spring has sprung, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be awfully comfortable over the next few days after, of course, a heavy dousing of rain on Sunday into Sunday evening. Rain much needed, not a bad thing, but came, of course, with some severe weather, some hail. And yesterday, plenty of humidity, a warm day, but we didn't get much in the way of rain as the cold front moved through. But now the front's through, the winds are getting out of the north, cooler, drier air filters in, and we'll make for a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine and temperatures just getting a little above 70 degrees for a good part of the afternoon. You know, the average is now 80. I reached 80 degrees over the last few days, that average high temperature. So we'll be several degrees below that, not only today, but the next several days. And with dry air, it means we cool off quickly at night under clear skies down into the 40s in most inland spots tonight. So that'll be really nice. Open up the windows and let Mother Nature take care of that air conditioning bill. Yeah, there's still some pollen in the air, but it's nothing, of course, like what we had last month. And then we'll see the pleasantly cool temperatures continue for tomorrow on Thursday. We will, however, have a gusty east and northeasterly wind. That's going to be especially noticeable and particularly cool at our beaches. So keep that in mind. Even though it'll be pretty mild, nice inland, it'll be relatively cool for the beaches where the water temperatures are now up into the lower 70s. The air temperatures will be tough to crack 70 over the next few days at our beaches. And then gradual warming late in the week into the weekend will send temperatures back to 80 to 85, close to where we ought to be this time of year, to a little bit above average, or at least trending a little bit above average over the weekend. But the upshot is I don't see any significant rain anytime soon, likely getting us through the entire weekend. Now, with an onshore east wind that's going to be very persistent over the next few days, it can sometimes produce an isolated shower coming in off the Atlantic, and that's possible, but widespread or significant rain is not in the offing anytime soon. And by the way, with that onshore wind, that means a heightened rip current risk as well at our area beaches over the next few days. With all your weather all the time, I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.